let's see, 3-2. It's March 2nd, 2023. March 2nd, 2023. We're already into the Ides of March coming up, it looks like. Well, let me tell you something. Let me just go. Let me go right to where I'm. You're seeing all of the sabotage going on, but let me just go to what I know I heard just a little while ago. All right. Let's say that, man, I'll tell you what, they want me to sound like an idiot. I'll tell you, they have delayed all the Skype, and they've screwed with my Skype. They've screwed with GS Radio's ability to call me on the Skype, and you might not understand all of that, but when you're really over the target, you do take heat, and they do come after you, and they do try to destroy your credibility, all right? So anyway, here I am, and I'm just going to talk to you quickly. Let's just say that three Russian spooks came through, went to New York, and they came from New York, went down to Miami here recently. And then in Miami, from there, they drove all along the coast. They drove over, and they went all up and down the all the U.S. military bases in the Florida area, and then went past Pensacola, the Naval Air Station, and all of that, and then went across the Gulf Coast. And then when they get over to Louisiana, into the area where there's a lot of chemical plants and refineries. Now, peace officers in Louisiana, peace officers in Texas and other places, listen up. Listen up. Because I'll tell you what, and in New Jersey and in Kansas and all kind of places, Oklahoma, that produce oil and natural gas and chemical plants. These Russians then were flying a drone, three of them were flying these drones over the chemical plants or the refineries in Louisiana. And they were extensively flying over, going back, doing racetracks over them, circling around, and taking pictures of everything and all the entrances, exits, the whole bit. And then I guess the security of the one of the refineries or chemical plants spotted the drone and then spotted these guys out, you know, out in the distance there at the edge of the. Out there past the edge of the plant with a car stopped on the road flying the drones. They called the high sheriff. The high sheriff sent the boys out, and the boys went and arrested these guys. By the time they got there, they had erased all of the camera information, you know, the chip or the card that has all the info on it, because they already probably transmitted that off base to the submarine or to other people, the other Spetsnaz or GRU, whoever they were. They sent that somewhere and for review and to look at. Well, they were arrested, but then here's the interesting part. They were, of course, bound, and they tracked them where they had been with their cell phone and all that kind of stuff, and they but they really didn't have much of a crime other than flying a drone over one of those things. That's supposed to be a felony, I believe, over a site like that. Well, anyway, they arrest them, but somebody either told the high sheriff to release him on bail, or he didn't have anything else besides that and was required to provide a bail for him. They took him to court to arraign him, but did the thing. So they would try to arraign him, and then the bail was set by the judge. They paid the fine, they paid the bail immediately, and then disappeared into the night, okay, or into the afternoon. So the question is, did the Russians then just disappear in the thing, getting ready to hit the same plants? Are they some of the crews that are hitting these things, like the train that derailed in Florida the other day? Did they do the train that derailed in Florida the other day while the FBI is playing games with the parents at the school board meeting, while the FBI is taking orders from Red China Joe's boss, Xi? And where that the Red China Joe doesn't even know it, but that Ray Ray, who runs the FBI, the Fiddle with Boys internally, is over there interviewing for the secret police chief of the world with the WEF, guy that wants to kill all of you and replace you with robots. and the AI. I'll tell you what, the FBI used to be on this stuff, but they ain't anymore. They're after you. We're hearing more and more and more and more, more and more and more from the backside, that they're all just excited about all these new neuro weapons they're going to use on you. Like Brother Quayle had on there the other day, that Giordano, the Giordano guy, you know, he's the smart boy, the oh-so-smart boy in Georgetown, talking to the young officers, the various military, about how they're going to use these neurotechnologies to make them into super beings, into super soldiers, super sailors, super airmen, super spacemen, you see, super marines. And they're going to do all that at the same time. They're going to control people. They're going to use it to discredit people and all that kind of stuff, you see. And trick out your jacket. You know, if you go to the hospital or the VA, you got to go to the hospital and you trick your jacket out to make them think that you've got something you don't, or they just happen to remove, the AI removes, that you're allergic to penicillin, or you're allergic to this, or you're allergic to that, or you had this procedure in the past, which would be contraindicated if they gave you this drug or that procedure, you see, because they want to kill you. These people in power, these Luciferian worshiping scumbags, they want population planet Earth no more than 500 million. So let me go back to what I was telling you about, because I'll tell you what, this ain't making the big news or anything like that. These three Russians were released on bail in Louisiana. Well, the old high sheriff could have put them out into the old swamp buggy and taken them out to the backwoods jail, the swamp jail. You know what I'm saying? Those little things in the trailer hut out there where they keep people. They don't want them to know who they're keeping out there. You know what I'm saying? The ones where they're bad guys, where they want to tune them up a little bit before they figure out what they're going to do with them, you know? But they didn't do that because these are Russians. They probably got word from Red China Joe, who also got Hunter also got money from the oligarchs of Russia, didn't he? Right. Oh, yeah. Got money from the oligarchs of Russia, got money from the oligarchs in Ukraine and all the different things. But now, here's the kicker. And I'm going to tie it all up for you here in a nice little bow, okay? Tie it up in a nice little bow. The old hawk ring around the rosy, right? Well, you know what the Russian guy said? You know what his words to the effect of something were? We shall reciprocate against you. We shall reciprocate. And that's after they paid their bail and said, wham, bam, thank you, man, we're gone. And back into the middle of the night. So then they shaved their head, they shaved their beard and the mustache, and then they put on suntan oil and work that thing and get some red glasses or, you know, whatever to change their whole bit. Get a whole stack of them $100 bills they got in the trunk of their car somewhere, and then they just go and they're either holed up in the French Quarter in a big hotel, or they are in a small, motel out along the side of the road on the airline highway or something like that in the Louisiana, all right? And they're sitting out there paying that, and they pay, we pay for it a week, you know? Oh, yes. And, of course, then they drop into their Nebraska accent in English or their Western Kansas, you know, Nebraska English, which is no, you know, accent at all. Trained in GRU school or Spetsnaz school. And so then we're in the land of Victor Suvorov and his book and the Spetsnaz First World War and the GRU, like to the TV show The Americans, okay? These guys are not slouches. The FBI's not looking for a ham sandwich and to find out where the girlfriend went, you know what I mean? Or that guy Ray Ray is going to take him to Nagasaki to Lake or something for the nice little fish fry. Okay, but I'm going to tell you what, we are at war. It's an asymmetrical war. And when the Russian says we will reciprocate against you, well, what just happened in Russia? Oh. In Russia, there was an oil refinery blew, didn't it, in this past 5 days, right? An oil refinery blew. We shall reciprocate against you, all right? Well, now, what's the other part of the information? The other part of the information is that the U.S. is taking planes, right, all different types of airplanes, from fighter jets to C-130s to all kinds of different surveillance planes or transports, executive transports, all that kind of stuff. And they're removing all of the numbers and the paint job and the, you know, the insignia, the Air Force, the Navy, or the, you know, the Army or the Marine Corps insignia. They're removing that off the sides, you know, that would show what it is, or the tail numbers that show usually an alphanumeric, which give you an idea. Like I learned long ago that TY was Tyndall, and, you know, these kind of things. Air Force Base, all right? So consequently, they're right now removing all that. They're moving these into the Ukrainian area, into the Ukraine and Romania and Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, you know, all the different places over there surrounding the war area, and they're removing all the stuff off of them. So then they're flying in special ops, and I guarantee you that probably it was not necessarily Ukrainians that hit the Russians. It was probably, if they're saying, we will reciprocate against you, okay? You see, Biden is the one that ordered the pipeline over there, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline blown, and the Norwegians helped with aircraft up the spot to do different things and to fly covers, overwatch, and then I believe allegedly it was SEALs that went down there and blew the thing. That's what they're good at doing. They're good at doing that kind of stuff. And I've known people who were in, you know, a certain Haiphong harbor at about 2 o'clock in the morning on a ship that, it's amazing the Lord must have protected that ship by even disguising it, because they didn't have cloaking devices back then, at least on that ship. And they flew right into Haiphong Harbor to pick up some SEALs, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning who were stranded there. And that's been many moons ago. And they went on out and came into Haiphong Harbor, picked them up, and left. So what I'm trying to say to you is it's not unusual that there are U.S. military special ops or CIA special ops, okay, CIA paramilitary, they call them, all right, blowing shit up in Russia. So now we got these spooks, and they came in, just pretty easy, please, New York to Miami. Then they get a car, and they probably buy some drones along the way and big discount, you know, hobby stores and that kind of stuff. And then they put the good cameras and the good sensors and all that stuff on them, and they're taking pictures. And then by the time they got it, they arrested them for flying drones, a felony flying of a drone in a restricted airspace. And then allegedly, that's what they were indicted for and arrested for. And then allegedly, there was also then the destruction of evidence, okay, which was removing of the, you know, the data off the card, or taking the card that shows the pictures from the cameras and throwing it in the drink or wherever they put it, you know, in the ditch or wherever. So now what do we got? We got a bunch of these people in here. We've talked to you about the Spetsnaz for years. We told you how Obama hired them, okay, and sent them for training out there along with our Rangers and other people at Fort Carson, you know. Wendy S. Snyder, who was the base, she was the base public relations officer. She was going to take them to the American pastime, to take them to see a major league ball game in Denver. Oh, yes, because the Russians need to know about our culture and stuff. No, they brought them in here, and they're paying them, and they still have them on the black budget, you see. So do they work for the NWO? Do they work for Putin? They probably work for both. But I will tell you what. Now, Northeast Ohio hit with its third major industrial disaster since the train derailment in East Palestine. A several explosion preceded a large blaze in a warehouse in the Cleveland area. Okay? More than 50 Cleveland firefighters responded Wednesday to a large blaze with multiple explosions in a warehouse in the city's Clark Fulton neighborhood. Crews were dispatched to a fire at the A.J. Rose Manufacturing, West 38th Street, 3100 block. Let's see, I'm trying to find out. The fire has caused some nitrogen tanks used in tooling processes and propane tanks used for forklifts to explode, okay? Now, What do we have the other day in Florida as well, where these guys had come in? We had the train derailment in Florida with the jillion pounds of propane, right? Jillion pounds of propane, right? Yeah. All right. And then we back on February 20th, we had an explosion and fire at the Eishuman and Oakwood Manufacturing Company and in a boiler at the Cleveland Cliffs plant, all right? And everyone we run to is something we're constantly doing our inspections. Well, you ain't looking for the saboteurs, are you? And nobody can put two and two and two together. This is the overture. This is Victor Suvorov's book, the chapter called Spetsnaz First World War. This is the book that he wrote years ago. Brother Quayle had him put it up there. I've talked to you about it on numerous occasions. Victor Suvorov, the overture. And they're doing all of this, all right, up front. Now, they just got caught with Russians coming into New York to Miami, driving the car, going by Pensacola, taking pictures of everything. What's that other one down there? I forget the other thing. It's Apalachicola. They got stuff down there. You got, I don't know if they went up to Treasure Island and all of that up by Jacksonville to look at that base, but they were in Miami, so they probably skipped that. And then they probably, what they did was to take, they probably took the Alligator Alley and went over and did it that way. You know what I'm saying? And went up to Pensacola and then went across, Alabama, Mississippi, and into Louisiana where the chemical plants and the refineries are. So they're going to do something to reciprocate. Well, that's a reciprocation for the blowing up of the refinery in Russia in the last 4 to 5 days. So I'm going to tell you what, if you're in any area, Houston, and here's the other factor. They also had additional tickets that they were going to fly from New Orleans to Houston. They had other things that indicated they were traveling to Houston. So that tells you right there that they're sitting there and they were getting ready to go look at some more targets. Because, you see, if you take out Louisiana and the Texas, you take all the refineries and chemical plants, and you do it in that and a few other key areas, all right, and you take out a train here and a train there that have got all the things, then you take out some of these factories. Some of these factories, this train that derailed in Florida, derailed very near to a company called, I think, Sunshine Manufacturing or something like that. Sunshine, allegedly Sunshine Manufacturing was very close to that thing. And they make lathes that do tool and die stuff that create machines. What they're going after is machine tools. Up in Cleveland, that's where they went after, is like machine tool areas and that kind of stuff. And now they want to do refineries. They want to make sure that you can't make brass cartridges, let's say, out of the one plant. Or they want to get rid of your ability to have the things that make all of the big lathes that turn metal and that kind of stuff. All right? And meantime, they've got their DARPA people. Raven Aerostar. Oh, there's a loony balloon that went off of Port St. Lucie or something in Florida. It was up earlier today. Raven Aerostar. Well, they're the ones that did the loony balloons, and they're also the ones that used to do it allegedly for Google. And those Google balloons allegedly were back then being launched up and set up by the Red Chinese and financed. Well, good old Raven Aerostar went up above the thing where they really had to squawk because there was no squawk, but they did appear and show between 57,200 and 59,675 feet, and they travel in a little circuitous route at about 27 knots because they have an ion engine and all that stuff. I guarantee you that deal is probably a Raven Aerostar, but that's probably being tasked and information given to the Red Chinese. Because, you see, you got a president allegedly whose son took $1.45 billion plus millions, hundreds of millions since then for his nose-blowing pictures, you know? I mean, and then the FBI guy comes on and says, well, there may have been a leak out of Wuhan. Well, Fauci funded it. The nice lady, Dr. Mikovits, who is a research scientist, said, I worked across the street from Fauci for years. I know what they were up to over there. She said back at a certain point in time, this is the third plague or the third pandemic that Fauci's created, ostensibly AIDS. Okay, which Dr. Leonard Horowitz in his book, you know, AIDS, Ebola, Emerging Viruses, you read that book, AIDS, Ebola, Emerging Viruses, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who I've met on a number of occasions over the years. Brother Quayle's interviewed him over the years several times, too. And, you know, and that right there will tell you that there was in Congress, there was a bill that created the AIDS, that created that disease, the HIV and all the thing, and they did it out of sheep, this and this and that. Disease, they recombined it all and created it. And I forget all that. I have to read it back up to give you the total details, but you can look it up. So I'm going to tell you, they're trying to kill us. They're trying to kill a lot of us. They want to kill hundreds of millions and billions of people on this planet. And then, oh, yes, let's tie it all in nicely here. You got Raven Aerostar up. 27 knots, operating just like the balloon that they said was the Chinese spy balloon. Well, that's because there ain't no dadgum difference in a lot of people's minds. DARPA. Well, you remember who Millie calls whenever he gets an itch in his crotch? Old Millie calls the old Red Chinese. Calls the Red Chinese general. Him, you know, because they're buddies together. You know, pink jockstrap buddies, right? I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It's all over. Put a fork in this thing. It's done. You need to take the steps to make sure that you're protected on the local level and to watch the skies, watch the things, watch the news, listen to see what's going on. But I'm going to tell you what. Everybody is watching the last thing they did, the COVID lab leak. They brought all that back up. Now they're sort of admitting it. Department of Energy, by the way. In the past, years and years ago, they're the ones that had the people in the, let's say, the white-colored uniforms or white ceramic armor and that kind of stuff. Because back then, they've also been where sometimes the MMB, which moves around as to where they used to get payroll from. Oh, you got NRO Delta. You got the Department of Energy Delta. You got the Nest teams and that kind of stuff. That was one of the things that the MMMB did was high-level Nest, nuclear emergency search team stuff. And go in there in the middle of the night, and then you remember back when in about 204, 205, I told you about how out there at that nuclear power plant in Arizona that they went in there and found some operatives, some Muslim operatives, et cetera, and they had a French nuke, a nuke from France, and they had another nuke, and they were going to blow that power grid, which would blow the power in Arizona and also back out clear to California, all of Southern California. And that the MMB went in there and took those guys out, and then they started to chase them. They had a road race chase across the United States, fast as you can. You know, two lanes, four lane roads, all the different stuff. And they took off, and they had nuclear weapons with them. Well, you see, that's the kind of stuff you never hear about too much. I've talked to you about it a number of times because I get the information from the backside, a different type of look. Make all your jokes you want. You can drink your little beer, and you can, you know, ping-pong the thing into the beer and all that stuff. But forget about it, because I'm telling you the truth. And if I didn't tell you the truth here and give you the what I know to be the possibilities that are coming up, then I would be remiss. But I'm not. I don't have blood on my hands as a watchman. They try to keep killing me. They keep trying to kill Steve Quayle. They try to kill Doug Hagman, all right? And other people as well. Alex in the past as well, all right? So what I'm trying to say to you is that when you're hitting the nail on the head, that's when they do stuff and try to cram you down or try to defame you or to try to make you look like an idiot so that nobody listens anymore, all right? That's why I've stayed the way I am, okay? I've had opportunities to go on this or that or the other and, to go on 5 day a week, or, you know, one time it was going to be like 6 days a week. But I didn't do it because the Lord explained to me how to do this and what to do. And I do the best job I can by striking blows against the enemies, the Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant of what is to come and how to possibly prepare for it. So we had the Russians here, and they're in the background. They're doing it. So I figure these Russian guys just shaved their heads, took the beards up, and, changed over to a new name, got another stack of the $100 bills and all that kind of stuff, and they're probably resting up and gambling in a casino somewhere in the Gulf Coast, all right? Either that or they went out to, a certain point in Louisiana, and then the little rubber ducky boat came in and picked them up. They went out to the submarine, okay? Because the Russian subs sit in the Gulf Coast, Gulf of Mexico. I remember back a few years ago, I told you the Russians were sitting there in the Gulf of Mexico, Russian submarines, nuclear submarines, big boomer subs, all right, sitting there. They were there for 6 months, and nobody even knew they were there. And now we got these Russian drone subs that are the tsunami producers that have nuclear weapons on board that can produce a tsunami, 500 feet high or something like that, and move the water, or 1,000 feet high, whatever they do. All right? And we probably got them still sitting in either Gulf in Lake Superior or Lake Michigan, the stuff that came down the St. Lawrence Seaway. We're still got all kind of stuff that's being looked at, helicopters and stuff, looking for things in and around the Tennessee Valley area. And we got P8 Poseidon high-quality submarine sensing, nuclear material sensing aircraft flying over not over the water like they normally would do, looking for a submarine off of Florida or in the Gulf Coast or off the West Coast or in the Arctic or something. No, they're looking in the Tennessee Valley area, and they're flying around in the Smoky Mountains, They're flying over there because we had, what else do we have down in there? We had penetration and fire and explosion, didn't we, the other day? At Echo, Tennessee, at Oak Ridge? Do you not see that these are saboteurs and that your government, all your big federal boys internally and all the different EIEIOs are either in on the deal with them? We got to defeat Trump again. We got to go after him. All right. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's coming. It's coming very quickly. And when the Chinese say this or the Chinese say that, all right, then, well, we're not too far. We're not too far from a 200-million-man army at the Armageddon, all right? A 200-million-man army at the Armageddon that Lord Jesus will come down with a sword in his mouth and his archangels and all those that band with him and fight against him and destroy that 200-million-man army. But it is a war! Prepare for war because you're already at war. They're making war on you. And it's multiple actors. It's your own government makes war on you. Because they're all loosened up at the top down at military intelligence, the top banking people and corporations, and the executive branch of government, most of the legislative branch of government, and the judges. They're all in on it. All in on it. Rand Paul, he said, yeah, COVID lab leak, one of the greatest cover-ups in modern medical history. It's gain of function. That's who funded it. We've known about that. I've known about it since 2019 when they released it in the Special Forces game in Wuhan, China. And I had a buddy, somebody I knew there who was there, and they turned on the 5G so high that the hair on his head and his arms and the back of his neck stood up. And that activated. The 5G activated the COVID, you see. And then you know what the vaccine gives you? Did you see? The U.S. military has got a 500% increase in HIV. And they've tied it in some studies directly into the administering the COVID-19 vaccines. And that was what the frontline doctors and Dr. Malone out of Florida and all those people you were telling us and have still been telling us, that these vaccines, you see, create a situation where you have an acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Well, that's AIDS. Fauci allegedly recreated something to give people AIDS when they gave them the vaccine to fix the other. Right? And then who has told you on this show? Well, we talked about the Red Chinese. The Red Chinese down in Iran, Kentucky, and they were out there in a little white, van truck, what I'm talking about, a van that where you'd put guys in the back, and they had little row seats along each side, no windows, and that the guy in the Ron John Surf Shop, the officer, he was giving them, handing out little bags of little McDonald's hamburgers and fries and Cokes, you see. And they were feeding all them guys up, and they were in khaki pants and T-shirts. And then, when somebody that I knew was down there, gave him the heavy eyeball because he knew how to recognize spies and chinks and special operation people from a long time ago, all right, and still knows it because he's still cleared, all right? When he saw them and he gave him the hard look, well, then they didn't like that. Well, then he went on into the motel with his wife. They went up on the second floor in the elevator, and they got up there. One of the Red Chinese guys, the karate fighter, the kung fu man, he was up there ready to do battle or to do something. So then my buddy says, here, you, to his wife, you go out in the room. You call up, if you don't see me, come back in 10 minutes. And he says, okay, Mr. Red Chinese, I'm coming to see you. And he starts to walk down the, aisle there on the mezzanine or wherever it was to where the guy was standing. And then the guy took off. And then the very next day, the guy I know goes back to where he lives with his wife, and they both catch some kind of a weird upper respiratory infection. Weird upper respiratory infection, you see, that he had to go to the hospital on, and that they had it for about 6 to 8, 10 weeks, something like that. Well, that was those Russians down there in the cave doing the things to the bats and playing with bats and playing with all the stuff. I mean, not Russians, but the Red Chinese. So why is that we know all this shit, excuse me, and the FBI don't know Jack Diddley? Or unless they're in on the game, all right? Why don't they know? Why doesn't the CDC know? Why don't all these people know? Because the game is rigged at the top. It's the five-dimensional Luciferian chessboard, and the lie is different at every level of the game. And here we are. I'm trying to work on the behalf of the Lord Jesus and to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus, and also to warn you how to prepare. So when I tell you, you need, let's say it this way, chemical, biological, and nuclear. Okay. And I think you're going to need it for weapons, but you might need it for chemical. Because what do we got going? We got bird flu out there. You got Marburg out there. You got Ebola out there and it outbreaks, okay? And then now we're starting to see that bird flu may have already switched and gave it to a human. And then we know from a years back that if you take the bird flu and mix it with the pig flu, the swine flu, that you're going to get a hemorrhagic type flu, which would be very close to the fact of, like, the Spanish flu that killed, 50 million, 60 million people in the world. Well, say they've amped it up since then, all right? And you have a hemorrhagic flu where you start to bleed out your nose, your ears, your eyes, your all the different orifices, if you know what I mean, all right? And then when you have also two other things, let's tie all this up in a big little knot. You got the Wall Street big firms going over to India. And there's pharmaceutical companies in India who made ivermectin, and they gave ivermectin to most of the people in India. And India, by and large, did not get the vaccine nor get COVID because they took the ivermectin. They took hydroxychloroquine. They took the ivermectin, and the disease went bye-bye over there, and not enough people died, you see. So what is Wall Street doing now? The big banks are doing now. They're going over there, the big firms, and they're buying up the pharmaceutical companies that make the ivermectin in India and are shutting down production. I'm going to tell you why. I would tell everybody right now, maybe you ought to get some of the horse ivermectin plungers for the equine situation, which is what I did. I did when I got COVID. I took that, two doses of it, based on my body weight. That's just for me. You go talk to your doctors and all of that. This is what I did. This is just an anecdotal for what I did. You need to talk and to research everything with your doctors and do the things for yourself to figure out whether you would do it. But I would get probably some more those horse plunger ivermectins out of Amazon pretty darn quick. And I know some brothers who've gotten them. I got some a while back. I think I may have to get some more because I'll tell you, Dr. Malone, before COVID came, he had researched whether ivermectin, because he was looking at it back before COVID. Dr. Malone in Florida, who's one of the frontline type doctors and has a good website, Dr. Malone researched it and found that ivermectin was effective against the Zika virus. Remember when they're going to bring in the Zika virus with the mosquitoes in Florida? Then they'll bring in the other mosquitoes to fight those mosquitoes. And you remember all of that crap? Well, he found out that ivermectin and maybe hydroxychloroquine were effective against the Zika virus. And then COVID came along. And then now we know from the studies that it did help people all over. And then also in Africa, and that it was a cheap thing. You didn't have to go and get the shots, nor did you have to go get some kind of a new thing, a new drug, or this or that or the other. So what I'm telling you, they're going to get rid of that because they're going to bring against this world another pandemic. Somebody has the Luciferians at the top slots giving the message to the bankers, who then give it to the politicians and the military intelligence people in the various nations, including the United States, including Canada, including Great Britain, the Five Eyes, including Australia, including New Zealand, okay? And then, of course, China and, Ukraine, all the different people, Iran, Israel, you see. So it's just a question now of when does the big things start to pop? Well, they're starting to pop, all right? You know, there's a list. You know, let me just take a look. I'm also going to look here at real quick at, let's see. Silver and gold are still down a little bit so that you don't get scared and use them as an indicator. I would use that if you've got all your food bought, you got your ammunition bought, you got your ivermectin bought. Oh, if your doctor told you you could be okay with it, which mine did, by the way. And so in terms of that, you have your camping gear, you got your generators, your inverters, your solar panels, you got your antibiotics for your fish tanks, okay? You got your sat bones and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You got all of that going, then get you some silver, gold, whatever, all right? Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you and that they should get you some gold or some silver to you quick. I would also say get as many of Brother Quayle's books as you can get a hold of, the different ones. They're not really printing them because he couldn't get a good quote on them. Couldn't tell him when they'd be printed or how much it would really cost. So he said, well, we're going to try to sell them out. So they're about sold out of a lot of stuff. Pick up Steve's private briefings, too, and subscribe to that. All right? And all of the different things you can do, get the new, now available, Lies of Men and Gods, exposing the fallen angel agenda, the genetic corruption and destruction of the human race. You can order it right on stevequayle.com or call him up. All right? Now, I'll tell you this. You also have a scenario where they're getting rid of the ivermectin, and then you're starting to see all this stuff, and then the Biden at the top of the line and everything, they're all kind of really excited. All the EIEIOs, you know, the EIEIOs, the alphabet agencies, are all really excited about all these neurological techniques to pin you down neurologically and to control you, all right? To read your mind and all of this kind of crap. All right? They're all into it big time. And then the social credit score, your social credit score, you know, and then they're going to put you on this and on this and on that and the other. Well, I'm going to tell you what. They're going to make everybody into a criminal who's not an AI robot or a Luciferian demonically possessed machine or some kind of thing like that. And they don't want any more than 500 million planet Earth in harmony and perpetuity. That's the Luciferian lie. That's Lucifer, the father of all lies. Trying to think you, make you think you go along with him, you're going to be immortal, you know? Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And when he comes back, he's going to clean the clock of Lucy and all of his crowd and the 200 million man army at Armageddon, which is where the word Armageddon comes from, you see? Armageddon, all right? So I don't know if I'm on the air or not, all right? I guess I still am. But the fact is that the AI enslavement, the World Economic Forum, the old Klaus Schwab, they want you to be enslaved by the AI. And these people are arguing in the Senate about Garland and this and that and the other. And, you know, it's all way after the fact. You remember what Carl Rove said years ago when he worked for George Herbalife Bush and then W. Bush? Said, well, you can investigate us for what's going on, but that's fine. We're already on to the next thing we're going to do while you're working on trying to figure out how we did the last thing. All right? Right now, you see, if I was in East Palestine, I would, I'll tell you what, I would have an attorney would get to Aaron Brockovich. I'd sue the pants off of every single person from the railroad to the mayor on up to the White House or wherever they're going to be. Jig your booty in the whole nine yards of them, all right? But these are going all over the place. We had one of those in Detroit, outside of Detroit. You had another one down there in Texas, west of or east of Houston, you see. You had one, you know, the other day, the propane, as I said, in Florida. And that one could be tied in with these three Russians. Maybe they put a penny on the tracks, you see what I'm saying? Maybe they, you remember when you were a kid, the boys anyway, you were told, don't put a penny on the tracks. It's liable to derail the train, you see. Well, maybe they put something on there, or maybe they tricked the light out, or the switch, or whatever. Maybe they loosened the pandrel clip, if they have them down there. The pandrel clip on the ribbon rail, or the tie collars, you know. Maybe they loosened all that up. That's some inside-the-back railroad talk, but it doesn't exist very many places. So anyway, are they the ones doing it? Yeah, they probably are, because I'm going to tell you, if I was sitting there in Louisiana or if I was in Texas and there was a tank farm in my area or a big chemical plant or there were railroads passing through, crisscrossing through certain areas of Texas, I would doggone well put some deputies on the case, and I would urge every single one of the big money, a lot of this stuff are big money refineries and that kind of stuff, they could add five more security guards in a heart. Eight, all right? Or 10. Or get a small group, you know, with automatic weapons or something. You know, they could patrol the outside of the deal, all right? But then they'd have to make sure they didn't hire the Russian Spetsnaz or they didn't hire the Red Chinese. Or maybe they had to get a girl, a boy in a dress. They had to hire him. They don't kind of do that. You get some old Cajun boys, some old Texas boys, you know? I'm talking about some knock around, really Rudy Toot Toot, you know, ex, let's see, what do you call them? Roughnecks and roustabouts. And you give them a firearm and you give them some strong black coffee and you keep them up all night and you make sure they're watching out for your chemical plants. They're watching out for your railroad connections and your different warehouses and stuff where that stuff is kept in your area, passing through to somewhere else. Now is the time to be on guard, just like it is, you know, you had somebody watching for the World War II or for, you know, during the Cold War, you had all kind of people watching the skies and stuff, you know, on the coastlines, whatever, to see if Russians were coming or Chinese. We forgot about all of that. We need to chop up and get down to it. Get down to it, or do you need a round to it? If you need a round to it, Well, I've got one in my drawer of my desk. I've got around to it. Somebody gave it to me. They said, you're going to do that when you get around to it? I said, yeah, probably will. Well, here's your round to it, buddy. You go do it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Boat Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome, believe me. They can be Federal Reserve notes, ounce of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, silver half, whatever it is, silver dollar, little silver bar, could be a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, whatever it might be. Or you can get send a check to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he protect you and your family against all evil. Uh-huh. May he do that. And may he make sure that you are have a superabundance of everything you need. And if you don't have it, what it is, put your list down, get your list. You want to know what to put on a list? Go see Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare book or Hoag's book, No Such Thing as Doomsday. There's all kind of books to look at that you could do. Back to Basics, all kind of things like that. You can also go to Stan Dale's website and look at Holly's place. I think they still have up there the original studies that Holly did where she put free information up there that then later on went into her book, okay? They give you a list of food. They give you a list of equipment. They give you a list of medical supplies and all that kind of stuff. Basically, there are also other lists, nitropack.com, I don't know, all the different supply houses for Patriots, for emergency essentials, the good guy over there in Tennessee that is always on the air with Brother Steve or with Doug Hagman or different people. I mean, all these people, the Health Ranger, he's got a lot of good stuff, okay? Health Ranger. I mean, whatever it is you need to get your list and start to check them off. And you need to do it in earnest, in a bit more rapidity to the acquisitions. And you get what you can afford to get. You prioritize what you need, and you do it that way. And then if you're in a jam, you can't get a hold of it, you say, Lord Jesus, Lord, will you please help me to be able to acquire the needs of these things that I need to protect myself and my family against the evil that's coming down the pike, okay? Nuclear, biological, chemical, the famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. Wars, rumors of wars, Lord, that's what you told us about. Matthew 24, Luke 21. Lord Jesus, in Matthew 25, you told us to basically get lamps and the lamp oil. And I would tell people, get you a Dietz lantern or a Petromax and get you some good lamp oil, okay? And use those, you see. Get the 120-hour candles, which you can get those. Get regular candles, all the kind of things for lighting. Renewable batteries, you know, rechargeable batteries, DC, AA, AAA, all the whole nine yards for your radios, your different things, all right? All I know is go down the list and do what you can, but have the Lord Jesus to help you and say, Lord, if you cannot help me to increase, you know, my income or something like that, then, Lord, can you put me in touch with somebody that I might be able to trade work or ability to guard their stuff in order for them to then supply me in exchange with food or with Uncle Joe? Maybe you need a firearm. Maybe your grandpa or your uncle or your cousin Louie, you know, cousin Louie may have 50 guns, all right? He's probably got an extra 22 or an extra 12-gauge pump and a 357 Magnum or, something like that. to let you to have it and to give you a little bit of ammo, all right? So you got something to defend yourself with. But if nothing else, you get you a garbage can lid. You get you a Louisville Slugger, all right? You get you a doggone hunting knife or something like that, or a kitchen knife, and put it in a sheath. And that's what you're going to do. If you got a tape with duct tape, tape Big City Yellow Pages and phone books across your chest, then that will give you a bit of a stop of something. You know, it might turn a something away. All right. If you're going to be in that scenario, then you're going to need to get ready to get close up to them when they come. All right. And I don't know who's coming. It could be anybody from the North Common, your government, and the FEMA martial law. It could be the Russians, could be the Red Chinese, could be Muslim, whoever it is. Could be biker gangs or street gangs, which you know they're going to unleash. That's right out of, you know, we talked about the gang summit in Kansas City years back. They told them all to quit this drive-by shooting, Chuck, you know, and all that, you know, the Crips, the Bloods, and all that. And then, of course, some of that all started from the Black Peace Donation or the Blackstone Rangers out of Chicago years ago. Anyway, you know, the other thing is that we have good people where the Lord is booming in terms of the people, like in Indochina, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, the Shan states of China, Myanmar, you see, up in the mountains, the mountain yards, okay? They're on fire for the Lord Jesus. If you would like to get Bibles and songbooks to them in their native village or their, you know, their particular dialect, mountain dialect for their village, you can send any amount to Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a wing-dang-doodle. Casey Jones is already at the throttle of trains. They're all headed to Function Junction, you see. All headed to Function Junction. All headed to Function Junction, right? And they're all going, and oh, you know, Casey Jones is up on the stuff, all right? The methamphetamine and the moonshine. Yeah. Well, some people tell me, check your cables. You went in and out for a second. Now 5 of 5. Yeah, they mess with it. I'm on a whole nother system. I'm not on the Skype right now at all. I'm on a whole nother system. Tin cans. So if they can mess with the tin cans, brother. They can mess with the tin cans. They can mess with it all. They try to make everything be like, oh, he's just an unprofessional. He doesn't have TV camera. He doesn't have this or that or the other, you know. Well, let me tell you what. I am sitting right here, and I've been doing this, and Brother Quayle gave me the two nights of the week that he had used to do the show after he went to the two nights, gave that to me, and it's going on 19 years now. And I'm telling you what, I'm blessed by the Lord Jesus, and he protects me against all evil, and I hope and pray that he protects you against all evil. All you got to do, and by the way, if you're not sure, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior. And if he's with you and you're with him and he knows it and you know it, and you know it just like you know your name, you know it like you know your address or one of your 17 phone numbers or whatever it is you got, all right? When you know that, well, I'm going to tell you, he'll start to wash you clean. He'll wash you clean like a real dirty window of a factory that's been unopened for 50 years with all the dust and dirt caked on, and you got to wash it clean one thing at a time, taking the newspaper and washing or using the vinegar or the sudsy water and washing that old window pane, and it starts to get a little brighter and a little brighter. He starts to wash you clean with his blood. And that's what the Lord, our Father in heaven, sent him here to do. And if you believe on him, you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. If you're going to lose your life, then I tell you, it will remove some of the fear from you. It will remove some of the fear. Not that if you see somebody coming at you with a gun or a knife, that you're not going to be afraid. You will be, but you will also be able to say, Lord Jesus, help me now. Lord Jesus, help me now. Like that grandma down in Florida. It was inside her car after she had put gas in the tank. And in comes the meth head through the side door. It was a hot summer day. Jumped in through the side window and grabbed her purse. And she said, oh, no, mister, this is my purse. And then she sang out. She sang out loud and clear, Lord Jesus, come and help me now. And at that moment, there was an old white guard from a prison. And then there was a black man and a Hispanic man, and they grabbed onto this sucker and jerked him out of the car, threw him to the ground in the body slam, and sat on top of his head and his legs and his back until the police came. And that guy went away to jail for quite some time because the Lord did come and help. And that's what you need. You need to have that relationship. You don't have to be perfect. You think I'm little Mr. Goody Two Shoes, who little meek little toe shoe man, I don't want to get in trouble, or they might put me on a list. Blah, blah, blah. That doesn't mean I throw myself at them or throw on a dog pile, all right? When they organize the dog pile to get you caught, I don't do that. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And you see what's going on. God may got war, Ezekiel 38. You go to verse 10, I believe it is. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think it evil God, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unlawed purchase. I will go to Dan and rest of your safely out of the dwelling without walls and having neither barns nor gates. And then the Russians, the God Magog Russians say, we will reciprocate against you, you see. All right? So that's the crisscross of the whole scenario. The wild weasel's already running, baby. You better sharpen them K-bars and load your mags. And I'm going to tell you what, don't go into their Lucifer knife that fight. Mighty men and women of valor, use your hot technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the constitutional Bill of Rights Americans. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPool, baby, you had the visit. You had the big visit and the consult. And I hope y'all went to Porky's and got ready. Now, Road and Track, Little L. God bless you all. The Lord Jesus loves you. Stay with your studies. Learn your math. Learn your science. Your spelling is good, too. Learn how your daddy can tell you about how electricity works. Things like that. And little Al, you keep up your stuff too. And now you're about time, ready now to where maybe you can start sparring, okay? Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Go out and prepare. Because the game is at foot here, and the saboteurs are running wild in this country, and the government either is on their side or they don't give a...